This is Bump and Beyond with Yolandi Becker. Is brought to you with compliments of Dischem Baby City.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. It is me, Yolandi Becker, and you are on Bump and Beyond. And as always, it's Wednesday and we're speaking parenting. This was a great week for me, I have to say. Always parenting-wise, but I've really marveled in the week that's been passed. My son is turning 13 next week. And yeah, I mean, it's just remarkable the journey that we've been on so far. I'm so just like in awe and grateful for the journey that we've had and that we've had together. So in all honesty, yeah, I want you to take a moment yourself today, but you should do it more regularly than just one day to just, yeah, marvel and sit in that feeling of gratitude. Even when things are hard, you have to remind yourself that being a parent is such a privilege, and there's so many things, even though, you know, I'm very good at complaining about being a parent and being a mom, because you are allowed to feel very contradictory feelings all at the same time when you're a parent. But we also have to remind ourselves how wonderful it is, and just to see how great they are and how they grow up. And I really honestly have the two most wonderful children. They're honestly, they make me so grateful and so happy. And I really feel privileged to be their mom. And yeah, they make my heart so happy. So take a moment, reflect on your own parenting journey and the cuteness and the beautifulness of your child. Even when they're an adult already, think about the nice things that they do and the not so nice things that they do and where they've come from. It is really such a beautiful journey. Today's show, we don't just inwardly reflect, we also look outside by using our eyes. So today we are talking actually about the importance of checking up on your child's vision, why it's important, what role it plays. I mean, obviously we look at things all the time, but I mean, it is interesting. I mean, obviously with a baby, I don't even know how you would know if a baby can't see or how well they see, but that's why I've got my guest today. Optometrist Annelies de Tooy is joining me today. Hello, Annelies. How are you?
Hello, Yolandi. So nice to hear your voice, and thank you that I can talk to you, and let's just chat about what's the importance of the testing of your kid's eye. So thank you. And with your two, you've got a boy and a girl.
Girl, yes.
Yes. Yeah, they're so part of us. I also got two kids, and the one is 22 now and the other one 19. And just, they're so part of you. And I feel so privileged to share it with you.
Ah, and see, that's also, thank you for taking a moment to enjoy that and to reflect on that, because again, I think it's such a privilege to be, and I think every phase of parenthood comes with its own, wonderfulness and its own like struggles. And just the other day I was running with a friend of mine, and her children are also already adults. And we found it so wonderful. They both always phone her in the morning, only like for one or 2 minutes, and then talk about how their day was yesterday. I was like, I also want that. The husband was horrified. He's like, they better not phone me when they're adults.
Your call has been placed on hold. Please wait.
Apparently we've been placed on hold by Annelies. Annelies?
This is Bump and Beyond with Yolandi Becker. Is brought to you with compliments of Dischem Baby City.
My apologies. It's nice when live things happen and technical difficulties happen. It's especially nice to see our technician Craig scramble around in the background. So unfortunately, you can't see it, but I got to see it. He's very professional. So thank you, Craig, for dealing with that. And our guest, Annelies, is back again, even though she very rudely put us on hold.
I'm sorry about that.
No worries. I'm also just kidding, Annelise. It's the joy of live radio. We always have to be ready and ready to tackle things. So, Annelise, I was mentioning earlier, like before we got interrupted, I was talking about, again, babies. How would you know if your baby has eye problems when they're a baby?
Yolandi, it's normal for a small baby within the first few months to have one eye that maybe turns inward. But after 6 months, that nervous system develops and your depth perception and your color vision and your sight becomes better. So you don't need to worry in the first month, or I would say first 3 months. But if the baby is maybe 1 year old and you still see the one eye turning in, then you need to take him or her to an ophthalmologist, a pediatric ophthalmologist. Or if you see in a child that there's like a white pupil, that is an indication of possible cancer in the eye. So that is also an emergency. But you need to give your child some time to develop. So when they are born, they don't have 20/20 vision. And parents get anxious if they see one, the eyes are not focusing perfectly, but just give your child some time to develop.
I do remember that. I remember like the first 3-4 months, babies also can't see that far. It's about 30 centimeters or something like that.
Yes.
That they can see. So they can't see so far yet. That I can remember. I always say that's also a way for the brain to cope with all the new things that's happening. Mm. And the brain might actually explode if they saw the whole world at once.
Yes, and it will totally overstimulate the child. And the optical nerve that's from the eye to the back of the brain, that develops in within 8 years, plus minus. So it's time for your baby to become, to see better. And your question was, when must you be concerned? I would say after a year, if you still see an eye that pulls in, or later on, if the child maybe can't pick up small things, or is rubbing one eye a lot, or is closing one eye when they are doing something with that's visually like a visual activity, then I will rather take them for a checkup.
Great. More on this just now.
This is Bump and Beyond with Yolandi Becker. Is brought to you with compliments of Dis-Chem Baby City.
Yes, if you've just joined me, you are on 101.9 Chai FM, and this is Bump and Beyond with me, your host, Yolandi Becker. And as always, we're talking parenting, and specifically today, our babies, or our children's eyes for that matter, not just babies. And I'm speaking to optometrist Annelise de Tooy about things to look out for and when you need to start getting worried about your baby's vision, because I was actually wondering about how you would even notice it. And we also spoke about how long it takes. And she mentioned beforehand, it takes up to 8 years already for that like nerve to grow at the back of the eye and for their vision to properly, I didn't even know it took that long. And it's super interesting. But as always, of course, I do want you to be part of the conversation. So if you have questions about your child's eyes and anything for our optometrist today, please do send us a WhatsApp on 061-895-1019, 061-895-1019. We would love for you to be part of the conversation and ask your questions or even share issues that you've had, wonderful things you've had with regards to maybe a visit to an optometrist. Because I can also, Annelise, remember with both my children, I think before they started school, I want to say, or maybe they were in preschool and then we call it Vorschule. So that's like grade R. I remember that then the teachers advised it's always good before to just test your children's eyes. So I think that was the first time I actually took my children for an eye exam. And then now recently, again, we did an eye exam with you. When do you think is a suitable time to take your child for the first eye exam?
Yolandi, my advice will be for the parents. If you don't pick up anything that concerns you, I think grade R, around about 6 years, is a good time. Just to make sure that nothing is wrong, because there's a difference between good eyesight, meaning 20/20 vision, and having good vision. Your child might be able to see far and near, but he gets tired when he's reading. So you don't know if his focusing is good, and that you will only pick up with the eye test.
I mean, that's a good point that you're making. But you also mentioned before now with like red flags to look out for when it's a baby, like an eye maybe moving towards one side and things like that. Would you, I mean, obviously we all go for regular checkups at a pediatrician and at a clinic nurse to get vaccinations and things like that. Would they be equipped to pick up on something like that? Because I'm not sure, again, that I would have, I mean, not that I can't remember. I'm not sure that I would have seen something like that.
I would say if it's something like a focusing problem, it's easy to miss it and to misdiagnose. Mm. Say your child is maybe grade R or grade 1, starting reading, struggling to read, then you might think or there might be something different, or maybe he's hyperactive or his attention is a problem. But basic things like an eye test, I would say that and ears is the first things you need to do.
Yeah.
You can easily miss it.
Yeah, I mean, I also went for an eye. I mean, now also, like as I mentioned earlier, my kids also, but my kids now are already 10 and 13. But for me, it was also, I mean, I can't even remember that 5 year, 6 year checkup that we went through. But I mean, personally, going to check my eyes, is the exam, because I also feel it's, you know, you have to go look there and then you have to see an E and a J and a G and my, and I mean, a 6 year old doesn't know that. How do you do an exam with a 6 year old?
Yeah, Yolandi, that is the difference. That's the difference between a pediatric optometrist and a normal optometrist. So with pediatric, we call retinoscopy. It's a test that we look at the eyes and there's like shadows that we neutralize with lenses. So the child doesn't need to tell you one or two is better. So we can test young children without them knowing the ABC.
Oh, I see. That is very good to know. Because I would have, maybe my child would have failed that test just because they didn't know.
Yeah, yeah. So it's not depending on the ABC, but the optometrists need to know how to do the test.
But that's also good and soothing to know as well. How long does an eye exam, like that eye exam take with children?
For me, it's about between 40 minutes to 60 minutes, depending on what I do. If it's only a comprehensive eye examination, it's between 40 minutes to an hour. If I need to do something extra like a dyslexia evaluation, it's another hour. If it's an Erlen screening, then it's about an extra 20 minutes.
Okay. So also with regards to, because I mean, now we're saying that you should, if there's no issues, you should, or nothing that you pick up beforehand, then the standard is like before they go to school to take them to check their eyes, also their hearing, as you mentioned, just to make sure everything is fine. I think it makes such a huge difference as well, just to be precautionary, because I think there's things that you won't notice. I remember a friend of mine as well. She actually, her daughter was like very distracted in class, and then they thought something was going on. And in the end, she went to test her eyes and it was just, she couldn't see.
Yeah, exactly. That's also what I find.
Yeah. And I think it is a good standard before your child starts going to school. Definitely a good thing to go and do that. But I mean, obviously, I've seen like toddlers with glasses and things like that. What are some of the like most common issues that you do pick up with children's eyes? And how would you notice those things with younger children? What should you be looking out for?
I would say if they are getting older, maybe grade R, and they can't pick up small things, or they are sloppy, they are falling over objects, rubbing one eye a lot, closing one eye, coming very close to the television screen, although most kids like coming closer to a TV, but like they are squinting their eyes to see. Maybe you drive around and they can't see what you see. You see maybe a board or something there or an animal in 100 meters and they can't see it.
No.
So you need to look at your child and the behavior. Are they having a weird tilt with their head, maybe looking at something? Or if they walk in the sun, closing one eye.
Oh, okay. Those are interesting things like to know, to note. If you've just joined me, you are on 101.9 Chai FM, and this is Bump and Beyond, and I'm your host, Yolandi Becker. And today we're talking to optometrist Annelise Toy about our children's eyes, when to get it checked, what to look out for if there's issues with your children's eyes, and when you need to really think about getting their eyes checked. Again, we've mentioned now, as a standard, even if you don't pick up, obviously she just mentioned some things that you can look out for, squinting of the eyes, looking at things differently, not seeing what you're seeing, is things to look out for, then you should take your child to an optometrist. But as a standard, good before they go to school to go and check their eyesight. On the note, though, seeing what you're seeing, Annelise, Is bad eyesight genetic? So if you as an adult or as a parent have glasses, is the chances of your child needing glasses higher?
Very much higher. So if one of the parents are having bad eyes, there is a good chance that one of your kids will have bad eyes. But if both of the parents are having bad eyes, it doubles the chance. So it is in families.
Oh, okay. So, that's also good to know. So, because neither me or my husband have glasses. So, and my children don't yet either. Or hopefully also for as long as us don't need it. But that's also interesting, to note. Now with a very contentious issue that I want to ask about is screen time. How much screen time is it appropriate, and how does screen time affect our eyesight, and what should we be limit? How should we be limiting it?
Let's start with not one of the parents have bad eyes, but the kid is sitting in front of the computer, maybe whole of the whole day. Then your circumstance around you, what you do, also influence your eyesight. So it's not just the family side, the genetic side, but it's all also what you are doing with your eyes. Say you sit the whole day and looking at something close, the eyes actually adapt for you to see better near. What happens, or it can happen then, when the child looks up, they can't focus, or it takes a long time for the eyes to focus. And they get glasses to help with that flexibility, looking near to far. Your question is how long is normal screen time. I would say with the kid, not more than 20 minutes. Then they need to take a break. And it's advisable that they need to be 2 hours outdoors every day, because that is like preventative for your kid's eyes not to get nearsighted. 2 hours of outdoors.
But is this now for children of all ages, or is it more for younger children? Because I'm just saying that, I mean, the schooling system is really changing these days, and I feel a lot more work is happening also online on computers and things like that. And if you're limiting it to 20 minutes, I mean, I just think of my own work situation. I can tell you I'm sitting hours in front of my computer without taking a break.
Your system is stronger. So after, let's say, 45 minutes for you, you need to give your eyes a rest. You need to look up and look far to relax your eyes. And then you can go on again. But before school, I don't think the child needs to look at something like a screen for longer than 5 minutes, 10 minutes.
Okay.
But I'm more talking about school-going kids having a class, maybe working on a screen, but they need to take regular breaks. But okay. A break doesn't mean you must go out and take a half an hour break. You need to give your eyes a break. You need to look up for a while and give your eyes a rest, and then you can go on again.
What is a while? Is it like 20 seconds, 30 seconds, 2 minutes?
I think that I would say the younger the kid, the longer the break.
Okay. Okay.
And let's go to maybe grade 6. I would say a break will be 10 minutes.
Okay.
I would say grade 1, I would say an hour.
Oh, wow. So, but I mean, it is also, I mean, with smaller children, you do need to. I mean, there's lots of research that shows, I mean, not only for the eyes, but also for the brain and all the developing brain.
And to go out, to force them to go out and play a while.
Yeah. And I mean, it is not just about sitting in front of a screen and the eyes and everything. It's the lack of moving around and being active and things like that. Also that the sedentary nature of screen time. But in the same breath, it's always the question of we need to prepare our children for the future and being in a world where screens are the reality. So I feel it's always that combination. But another reason now, their eyes also, where you need to look at that and limit the amount of screen time. On that note, I mean, I don't know if it's now eyes related, screen related, but if your child is complaining like about headaches and things like that, would that be related to their eyes or could it be related to their eyes?
It could be, but if he wakes up with a headache, it's not necessarily eye related. With eyes, you will develop a headache later in the day while you are doing maybe something visually.
Okay.
And normally that type of headache is not a migraine headache. It's more like a headache. If you stop doing that work, it elevates again. It becomes better.
Okay.
So it can be eye-related, but it develops later in the day and it's not that severe as a migraine.
Okay. So we talked earlier also about now the eye exam, that it's a good idea to do it before school going. Is there a later point where you should again do just a general checkup? Is it necessary to go and check your child's eyes, like on a, you know, like you do checkups with your child, like in general for their health? How regularly should you go and test your eyes then after that point? Is it necessary to do it yearly, for instance?
My advice is if your child has eye problems, I would say definitely yearly. If he doesn't have problems, I would say every second year. It's good enough.
Okay. Just to check. So it's not like a dentist where you have to go every 6 months.
No.
Okay. So you're not the optometrist or not making that much money out of us. So the eye exam you also mentioned earlier, it takes about 40 to 60 minutes. What does an eye exam entail? What do you do in that 40 to 60 minutes? What's the type of things that you would do with a child?
Yeah, so the first thing we'll do a very thorough case history, and that is asking the parents questions. And after that, we'll do the full examination, starting with eye movements. If the eyes can pull in what we call convergence, we will also do color vision testing. We'll do stereo testing, that is depth perception, and also the alignment of the eyes, if the two eyes align. So we also look at what we call strabismus. That's when one eye is pulling in or out like a squint. And then we will do the normal vision for far and also for near. And we also have a look inside the eye if we can pick up anything with pathology, with the disease related. And let me think. And then we also do the close test, where we see if the child can look near without getting tired. And we also look at the reserves of the muscles, if the muscles can keep the convergence, and they must also be able from near to far, how quickly they can adjust their focus from near to far and far from near. So it's not just to see if the child can see, but can they keep the vision without getting tired.
Okay, that's also proper, like kind of thorough looking. Why is that important to be able to see for a longer period of time? Like you said, don't get tired. Why does that make a difference?
I see many kids coming in for where they can't concentrate, and they must read and they struggle reading. They look up a lot, start talking with the mates next to them, and then it's like a focusing problem. They can't keep their focus. They need to put so much effort to see the words that they get tired, and then they start looking up.
Okay. Annelise, we'll get to this a little bit more because I have more questions on that.
This is Bump and Beyond with Yolandi Becker. It's brought to you with compliments of Dis-Chem Baby City.
Yes, if you've just joined me, you are on 101.9 Chai FM with me, your host, Yolandi Becker. And unfortunately, the show is coming to an end pretty soon, but don't worry if you've missed it. Luckily, this show and all of our shows are available as a podcast on chaifm.com. So you can go listen to it at your own time, your own leisure, when you have time. And we've really built up such a nice library on different topics, parenting related, that you can go check out. But as always, remember that if there's something specific you would like more information on, more help with, and you want us to talk about something specific, please don't hesitate to contact us. You can send me an email at yolandi@goodnightbaby.co.za or send me a DM on Instagram, Yolandi Becker. Then we can chat. And I would love to interact with you and know what you want to be talking about when it comes to parenting, because I think our Chai FM community, we've created such a nice little community, and it's all about supporting each other. As I mentioned, always is that parenting is, or life is not meant to be done alone. Our show today, talking about our eyes, and I've been speaking to optometrist Annelise de Tooy about our children's eyes. And before the break, we were also then talking about reading and signs where your child might have issues with being able to read, and it might be a sign that they need, or I assume that's actually what my question was going to be, Annelise, is like, if you pick up something like that, does it mean that your child needs glasses?
Definitely not. I would say half of the children that I see don't get glasses. So we will start off with visual therapy and make the binocular system stronger and retest within 6 months or within a year and see if it's better. If they then still need glasses, then we will put the glasses. We will give them extra glasses. Sometimes the problem is too big. We can't just leave the glasses. Then I would say, no, we definitely need to do glasses. Or glasses with visual therapy.
Okay. Annelise, unfortunately, we have run out of time. But before you go, please, can you share just with people where they can reach you, where they can find you if they want to book an appointment?
Yolandi, thank you very much. We are at Glenfair Center in Pretoria, and we are at the medical center called Intercare, and our number is 012-880-3166.
Great. Thank you, Annelise. It's been really wonderful
having you. Thank you, Yolandi.
Have a wonderful day.
You too. Yes.